I really like cooking with potatoes. Is that interesting?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I just made that up. I
love potatoes.
I'm a liar.
Potatoes make everything better.
They do.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. It says Adam, SPX. I'm here with Van Jensen. Why am I talking to you?
I think you were really bored.
Oh, yeah.
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 I don't know.
There's not really much going on at SPX, I guess, huh?
No, it's pretty much the worst one ever. There's one table, and it's just me sitting there. So you're like, well, I got to talk to someone.
It's like, oh, geez. So J. Chris Campbell tells me you have a book coming out.
Yes, from Slave Labor Graphics. It's coming out soon. Pinocchio Vampire Slayer. It's a, I think, 124-page black and white digest size graphic novel. $11. Go buy it.
When's that out?
It should be like October 30th. About.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever that Wednesday is.
whatever the Wednesday.
Yeah.
Of October, so the end of October.
Yes, end of that would have been so much easier to say.
the last Wednesday in October. So that's through Slave Labor.
Yeah.
How's what? No top shelf. What's up with that?
I actually didn't even pitch it to Top Shelf.
Yeah.
It was Heroes Con 2008 when I had a 10-page. Preview of it, and I kind of showed it around, and I actually consciously did not go with Top Shelf because I work with them, and I wanted Chris to know that I wasn't just working with him to try to get him to do my books. And then everyone that I talked to said, I mean, literally everyone I talked to said, go to Slave Labor, they will love this book, and they did. So, you know,
What's it like? What was working with Slave Labor like?
I didn't have a lot of interaction with them. I wrote the script, and then my friend Dustin Higgins, I worked with him at a newspaper, and he illustrated it, did an awesome job. And then, you know, it was just kind of, he did most of the interacting with them. Like, they didn't really give us a lot of, like, hands-on editing. They didn't change the script at all.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I talked to them a little bit, like, promotional stuff, so... Yeah.
Everything I've read from Slave Labor, I've liked.
Well, we're going to break that. That trend is done.
We'll show you. What is it that you do with Top Shelf?
A lot of everything. It's just kind of like whenever Chris needs help with something, and it ends up being a lot of different stuff. I mean, I pack boxes. I'll do a little bit of promotional stuff, help out at shows. Like for SPX, I drove 12 hours. Awesome. And then one of the big things I've been doing is launching books on the Amazon Kindle, which is just Andy Runton and I did a lot of the initial programming and... He's smart, so he figured out how to do it, and then he just said, like, okay, Van, this is how you do this, and you're not entirely stupid, so you can copy these steps. So I do that. I'm basically, like, I pack boxes and do paint-by-numbers programming, so I'm a glorified monkey.
Cool.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah.
I should get a t-shirt that says that.
Very little thought necessary.
None.
Yeah.
Which is exactly my speed.
What all is Top Shelf doing with the Kindle?
We launched all 5 Alley books in June. And then I've got a list of like maybe like 12 or 15 books that are going to be coming out. And that's phase 2. And Amazon has a whole... They're doing a Kindle Comics thing that I don't really... It's very vague. And they tell me something's happening. And I have... Very, I don't know, the people there are really secretive.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, yeah, and, you know, do your files a certain way because if, you know, we have some potential future iteration of the Kindle that, not saying that we are making a future iteration of the Kindle, but if we do, do it like this. Like, I don't know what that means.
Is the Kindle in color?
No. The weird thing about it is you can save the files in color and then there's a Kindle app on the iPhone.
Yeah.
So if you have a Kindle and you get a book and then you put it on your iPhone and you're reading on there, there's the color shows up. But the Kindle, it's a 16 shades of gray screen. I don't know, but you know, it lends itself well to Top Shelf because primarily all the books are black and white. And I think all the books, we're going to do Surrogates, and that might be the only color book that we're doing.
I was curious about that because Surrogates is it's a hot topic right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a movie.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I might.
Meh, movies. That Rob Venditti thinks he's such a big deal.
I know. He's all, I can't be at SPX. I'm in Hollywood.
Yeah. He's just, I hate that guy.
So what got you started with the writing? You're doing the writing thing.
When did I start writing?
Yeah, what's with the writing? How'd that start?
I don't know. I got out of college somehow. I mean, you know, I went to a place where you didn't need to know how to write, and I thought I should learn how to do that. Or in reality, I actually have both of my grandmothers were writers, published poetry, authors. And we just were a family of readers, so I was growing up with, like, you know, I was reading, like, 300-page novels by the time I was in, like, third grade. So it's just, I always loved books and did journalism for a while and then always kind of wanted to do novels or comics and been working on various projects for, like, 7 years now, maybe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after all that time of sucking, I guess I'm sucking a little less.
So what's the origin of this this book you have coming out on slave labor?
It's it all goes back to this guy, Dustin Higgins. We were working in a newspaper together, and we would just, like, talk about comics and whatever, and he did a sketch of Pinocchio killing a vampire. And, you know, it's just like a throwaway joke, like, ha-ha, Pinocchio killing a vampire. And I literally thought nothing more of it. It was just, all right, whatever. And then I moved to Atlanta, and he was still working at the paper, and he called me up completely out of the blue and just said, you know that Pinocchio sketch? And I was like, yeah, okay. He said, let's make a book out of that. And I was just thinking, how in the hell could I, you know, make a full story out of that? And then I had always, I'm really interested in the old fairy tales and folk tales, and especially, like, how Disney especially transformed these really interesting, bizarre stories into something really boring.
Right.
sorry, Disney fans and everyone at Marvel. And so I went back to the Carlo Collodi original Pinocchio.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's insane and awesome and hilarious and subversive. And as soon as I read that, it was just like, holy crap, there is so much awesome stuff. And I mean, we just, like, it's all based on the original, and people, I'm sure, will read it and be like, there's no way that this came from some old folktale, but it all did, so believe it.
Cool. Yeah. Do you have a website or a blog other than Top Shelf?
Graphicfiction.wordpress.com.
Okay.
I write about pornography. No, I don't.
I mean, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, you know, pornographic prose. That's my speed.
You got anything else you want to throw out there, man?
No, I've done enough.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I hope your book does well.
Thank you.